from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers lose to the Bills 9-3 in the preseason. We've gone over some of our quarterback takes from this game. Russell Wilson didn't do much, was sacked a bunch. Longest passing play was 11 yards. Fields made some electrifying plays. He also missed some easy plays. Pretty much par from the course for him. Still enough for a lot of our listeners to say he should start week one in Atlanta. In fact, 59% of our listeners said that in a poll, and Dan Orlovsky said the same thing on ESPN this morning. 412-928-9370. But I feel like the real football knowers topic, like, if you are one of these people who professes to know ball,
the ball knowers have united around one thing.
If you are a guy who said, I know football, I'm a bigger fan than you are, I played, blah, blah, blah.
I'm a smarter fan than you are. You're watching this while I am getting the real scoop.
Your big topic is Broderick Jones and just how crappy he looked. It was not good in the first preseason game. It was much worse in this one.
Rousseau worked him over, man. And I say that as Broderick Jones' biggest fan in town. He got worked over.
And here's the thing that I wonder about with this, because I'm trying to be consistent. I'm saying what I watched from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, I'm not going to put a lot of stock in, because I was hoodwinked by Kenny last year. Is it possible, in your opinion, that he's peeved off, that he's not getting the veteran status, the veteran nod in these preseason games, and so he's going out there and he's half-assing it?
The veteran nod as in he's not being taken out early?
Yeah, he's not getting, like, get your 10 reps in and
leave
the
game. I actually
and because
think
he
knows about something else potentially more than that.
Okay, well, we can get to that. So you don't think that
I don't think it's necessarily that he's playing Ole. No, I don't think that.
Because I was talking to a couple people that played offensive line in the NFL after the game on Saturday, and they both agreed on this point. It did not look like he wanted to be out there.
He looked like he was like asleep compared to Rousseau. He was like getting run through directly. He just looked completely out of sorts.
He looked, as Hoke put it after the game, uninterested.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a product, though, of being peeved, potentially, that he's not getting the veteran treatment there. If I were
so, then what is it, Chris?
I think he's ticked off that they
good.
No, I think that he's ticked off that they keep sending him over to the position they didn't draft him to play because they're catering to a guy who sucks in Dan Moore. Listen, I'm not here to defend Broderick Jones's performance. I already got the sloss boss and everybody else saying, "Well, Pickett was the Pony's big error in first round picks. Now you're back in the wrong horse."
You did say he would go down as the greatest offensive lineman in team history.
And unlike Pickett,
offensive lineman,
actually was seen by everybody as a first round pick and would have gone before the Steelers picked had they not traded to get him. I've never questioned his talent, and I still don't. What I do question is why the Steelers, after their general manager in the offseason, said straight away in a question about Broderick Jones, we drafted him to play left tackle. Sooner rather than later, meaning I would think he's going to be our left tackle this year and Fautanu's going to be our right tackle. Why they continue to do him a disservice by not giving him the reps. I understand Fautanu got hurt, and that probably threw a wrench into their plans. I don't want to see Dan Moore Jr. play another snap. I want to see Broderick. I don't care who would they put over right there. Spencer Anderson at right tackle?
Probably.
Fine.
Dylan Cook.
I would rather see Spencer Anderson in a cast of thousands take right tackle reps while Fautanu's out and let Broderick Jones settle into or try to settle into the position you actually drafted him to play. I've heard from people that he is a fairly easygoing guy over there. Like, he doesn't really, like, make a huge stink about stuff. He's right to be pissed that a jobber is getting prioritized over him at the most important spot on the offensive line.
I think regardless of whose theory is right or if they're both right, or if they're even if they're both wrong, he is clearly pissed off about something because he said he had to go meet with doctors after the game. Like, he did not want to talk, and I get it. Like, meeting with the media, especially after a game where you suck, it's not fun, but it's pretty much customary and expected and asked out of these guys. It comes with making millions of dollars to have to explain what went wrong or what didn't work. And so he comes up with some malarkey excuse for not doing it, which tells me he was trying to bite his tongue. He didn't want to express his true feelings after a game
like
that.
Would you be ticked if you were him and you had played, I think, right tackle serviceably? Maybe that's even not being like very kind to him last year, like being thrown in a pinch. The team looked better regardless of like what PFF graded him or not. Team looked better when he was playing right tackle once he got inserted into the lineup. Would you be annoyed if you were in his shoes and you saw Dan Moore, who isn't good? Everyone watching Dan Moore knows he's not good. Still in there at left tackle only because he's so bad at right tackle they can't put him over there? That would send a very bad message to me.
Maybe
if I was a
first-round pick. Maybe that's what Broderick Jones is trying to show them. Hey, I can actually do worse than Dan Moore if you put him over here. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'll say this about Dan Moore, who I've really... At one point, you called yourself the chief advocate of Dan Moore. I have never been a Dan Moore fan. The one thing I'll say about him is even in some of these games where he's caused me to pull my hair out, I don't think I've ever seen him look that bad as Jones did on Saturday.
Well, you know why they like him, because he fought his way into a starting spot, and I'm sure he checks all the intangible boxes.
Well, we know why
boxes.
They like Jones, because he's such a physical specimen.
So let him play the position and get the reps at the position you drafted him to effing play.
I don't disagree with that. He should. I do think that this is potentially another issue where the Steelers have botched their handling of young offensive linemen, especially a guy who, by all accounts, was very green because of his lack of playing experience at Georgia. However, the one thing I don't want to do for Broderick Jones in this situation is, regardless of how he feels, I don't think that that's a justification or rationalization for just how bad he played.
I would agree with. I would agree with that.
He put out tape that was like smothered in whale feces. Chris,
he got humiliated by Greg Rousseau.
I mean, it was about as bad as I've ever seen.
No, there was a play where Rousseau, I think, just basically shoved him, and he just went backwards like Rousseau was shoving a heavier version of
me. It looked like Aaron Donald against a kid who's probably going to suit up for my Chartiers Houston Buccaneers on Friday.
I worry a lot that Mike Tomlin specifically, and you know I don't usually default to like what's Tomlin's role in all of this. I worry a lot that Mike Tomlin is seduced because we know he loves guys that put their nose to the grindstone and get to work. I wonder how much he's seduced by Dan Moore's. He's a little under-talented for left tackle, but the guy shows up and works every day. Who cares? Put the guy in that's got the talent at the position you drafted him to play. They have played him out of position his entire pro career.
Here's why I agree with that. If you think that Fautanu is really going to be ready for week one, and you actually think that he's going to be available to start that game, which is what Dulac reported.
Which is what Jerry reported, yes.
Then Broderick should start at left tackle against Detroit. So you give him a game before the real season starts to just get acclimated and get accustomed to playing the position that he's going to play when the real season gets here.
But here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to, you're 100% right about that. I think they're going to play him at right tackle. I think that when the season starts, they're going to bench him for Fautanu and potentially not put him in right away at left tackle, or maybe if they do, get ticked off if he doesn't look good right away.
So wait a minute. You're suggesting you think that it might be Moore and Fautanu at the beginning of the year? Did I just hear you say that?
I don't think that that's out of the realm of possibility if Fautanu's actually going to be ready. Or if they do make it Broderick Jones and Fautanu, if they do, they'll get all ticked off and it'll be, why does Broderick Jones look so out of sorts at left tackle? I don't know, because you didn't give him any actual snaps in the preseason there.
Donnie, you are the football guy, and this is your bread and butter. Are you more mad at the Steelers or Jones for what we watched on Saturday?
I mean, you got to be a little bit mad at both. You're going to say I'm riding the fence, but I mean, this is a case where...
But if you had to pick one where you're more
mad... Yeah, where's your anger more directed towards?
He looked awful, but there was a name you didn't really bring up in this conversation that I think is maybe a cause for concern. That's Pat Meyer. Like what's going on with some of these guys?
So that would be Steelers if you're going to bring the offensive line coach into this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like what is going on with a group that we tell ourselves year after year is going to turn into a top 10 unit? I mean, yeah, there has to be some pressure, some onus on the players here. And he got thrown around like a rag doll in that game on Saturday.
The only time you ever really hear rag dolls brought up now is in a football context, you know?
You never get ragdolled in basketball or baseball.
Like the ragdoll.
Hockey, yeah, you can ragdoll somebody a little bit
saying,
in hockey.
But I'm just saying, the football commentary business is keeping ragdolls
when
relevant.
I hear ragdoll, and boy, did he get ragdolled.
When I hear ragdoll, I think of Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
Me too.
Those two little redheaded
dolls. The red hair
dolls.
Getting just tossed around. I don't disagree with Donnie's description
he
of
got
it by
ragdolled,
any means.
He got ragdolled bad. The one where he and Warren were trying to figure out where the hell they were going was weird. The weird part was, like, so Rousseau made him look bad, and Rousseau's a first-round pick who's had some success in the league. I don't think Greg Rousseau's a bum. I think they misidentified
him
briefly as
Von
Miller. He's not Von Miller, but, like, he's pretty good. He looked engaged early on, Jones did. Like, I watched him, I zeroed in on him the first couple plays just to see what I was seeing in non-pass protection situations. When they're firing off the ball running, he still looks like a guy who's trying to get after it, trying to get out in space and hit somebody. It was just jarring to see... You know, yes, a guy that you're going to have to block at the NFL level, make him look so pathetic.
I'll go back to my theory.
I think he should advocate for himself with Tomlin and say, if you drafted me to be the left tackle, let me be the left tackle.
But I'll go back to my theory on that Fautanu article in the first place. I think more than anybody else, that was about Jones. And I think that article by Jerry was an instrument to try to motivate Jones. There's something about Jones right now that is irking them as a staff. And that's not to let them off the hook and say that they're not culpable or responsible for it. But that's how I read the situation.
I mean, Jones.
That they're trying to do something like, guess what? This guy's barely played right tackle and he's hurt, but we still think he's going to start, which leaves you in a competition for the other job. They're trying to prod this guy. It's the same thing.
Why are they not letting him actually play the other position he's competing for?
I don't disagree.
Hey, you're in a competition for this job. The other guy gets all the chances, and then you just have to give us good vibes here.
It makes them, I'm with Donnie, it makes them look really bad. It makes them look awful.
I just want to know what the genesis is. Is it the head coach? Is it the position coach? Like, who is most behind this? Because Omar Khan's words on this should not be ignored.
Here's what he said, I have it.
Versatility on the offensive line is important, and he proved that he could play right tackle, but he was drafted to be a left tackle, and eventually he will be a left tackle, and when that is, you know, time will tell, but he was drafted to be a left tackle.
Jerry's report also, by the way, this doesn't have anything to do with, like, motivating Jones. It also made me think, it made me worried that they like Jones better in the long run, yes, the talent, but the way he wrote about Dan Moore, he'll be likely to get a four-year, you know, a contract from somebody, a nice deal as a four-year starter, he sucks!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare! The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.